Have you been following the opening of the Uptown Gallery?
Yes.
I have on Facebook. And how exciting is this great venture? It's new. It's at 72 Broadway, downtown Fargo. And it's open. The grand opening is in a week. And a couple of the artists in-house with joining us now, Suzanne Williams, who, of course, her business is Willy Nilly. Internationally known, if I'm not mistaken. And Steve Revlin joins us now as well. A couple of fabulous, really talented artists who we happen to know and be friends with, and they're all part of the Uptown Gallery. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi there. Good morning.
And Steve, hello.
Hi. How you doing, Sandy?
Very well. I'm so excited for you guys. This is just the coolest thing. Suzanne, are you internationally known, as I said?
You know, somebody from France ordered one of my bags. So I guess, yes.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Well, the Uptown Gallery is a new venture for you both. Steve, explain to us what the Uptown Gallery is.
Well, it's a collection of 18 artists, the majority of us well-seasoned, you know, in that 55 to 70-year-old age bracket. So we have, you know, over 500 years of experience between us. If you look at the names on the window, boy, I tell you, you're going to know pretty much everybody that's involved here. So just have a wide variety of two- and three-dimensional works, you know, metal sculpture and glass by John Offit, pottery by Brad Bachmeyer, steel sculpture by Patrick Shannon, and then all sorts of, it's just a lot of nice color and texture and shape and form.
Wow, it looks beautiful from the pictures. You're open now, right?
We are. We're both in the gallery right now.
You are. When did you open?
Well, we had a soft opening here after Labor Day, and we're just trying to get the bugs out and prepping for our grand opening, which is next Thursday, the 26th, from 6 to 9.
And the public is invited?
Absolutely.
Of course. And Steve, of course, we know you. You grew up here, and we know of your great work building furniture. And have you sold pieces internationally as well?
I have, you know, Germany, Sweden, Norway, India,
Utah,
Utah. Of course, Utah. So, yeah, a few pieces, not a lot, but the majority of them have been in the United States.
Wow, are all of the artists that are involved, Suzanne, are they local artists?
We are featuring regional artists, but I think most of them are from the Fargo-Moorhead area, and the work when you come in here is just jaw-droppingly beautiful. And I just have to note that Steve has done an amazing job fitting up the place. He turned it into just an incredible showcase for the artwork that's here. We can't wait to get people in the door.
Wow, I can't wait to see it. We've been watching it as you guys have been working on it now for quite some time. I would imagine that this is quite a dream of both of yours? Am I mistaken, Steve?
Well, I've been thinking about this for a long time and kind of waiting for the opportunity back in March to kind of marched up from Main Avenue up to Sixth Avenue and saw there was really only one retail space left. And I thought I better hop on it. So this has been in the works here for, I suppose, 4 or 5 months.
And Suzanne, your works have been shown in downtown Fargo for quite a while. In fact, you had a shop down there. Do you still have a shop down there?
You know, my studio and shop is still physically there, but the door is locked because I'm down here at the Uptown. But over the next few weeks, my studio is going to be moved into the Uptown Gallery, so I'll have it in the back of the gallery, and so folks will be able to come here and find me making my things as well as running the gallery. And in a lot of ways, it's a better arrangement for me because I've been rather difficult to find because I haven't held real rigid hours at my other place. Mm-hmm. And this way, I am going to be far more present because I'll be here whenever the gallery's open.
Wow. And will other artists be around as well, Steve?
Well, they'll be here.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
No.
I'll let him answer.
At our grand opening, I'm hoping everyone will be here, all 18 of us. I'm almost positive at least 15 of us will be here, and they'll be able to talk to the public, and we'll have name tags on. And just a note about Suzanne, to have her brand move in here and be a part of this is just, I'm so blessed to have her here. It's just, wow, it's a good thing. It's a win-win.
The hair on my upper lip is standing up.
Let's not have that, Patty.
Well, it's a kind of a goosebumpy feel. I just like to, you know, it's just the coolest thing. We're so happy for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
What do you attribute this? I mean, we have such incredible talent and in our community and in our region. And I don't know, what do you attribute that to? Suzanne, you want to take that one?
Oh, I think that the more art is embraced and visible in the community, you see more and more artists drawn to the area, whether they be performing or fine artists or writers. You see people drawn to parts of the country where art is supported. And so I attribute it really to just the amazing support that we get from members of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I hung my little shingle out there and I was still doing a dual career several years ago, and I was open on just the weekends, and people came in and they loved it. And it was almost like I was embraced by the community. Mm-hmm. And I think that you see that so much, you see that going on with every single artistic venture that's going on and popping up throughout Fargo and Moorhead. There's just an amazing amount of support, and ergo it means there are more artists coming and drawn to the region.
Sure.
So maybe we'll turn into Santa Fe or something.
Steve, what's your take?
Well, I have a little different take on it, Sandy. You know, if you could just ask your husband, Doug, and I think he'll probably say it's our education system that we have here.
Uh-huh.
And the colleges that support the arts and create artists and embrace them. And along with that, you know, we've got Etche Art Gallery, we've got Borth's Art Gallery, we have the Underbrush. Just a lot of venues for these young and old artists to show their work. And you can't beat it.
Well, we are so thrilled for both of you and for all of the artists involved in the Uptown Gallery. Are you ready for Bison Game Day? Oh, well, we've renamed it here at KFGO to Bison Game Day, but are you ready for College Game Day?
ESPN Game Day.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to carve the Bison logo on one of my tables.
You know?
Oh, gosh,
You would have, if you did that, you would have to make more. Because you would sell. They would sell like crazy.
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, it's a thrill to talk to both of you. I'm so glad to call you both my friend. And the Uptown Gallery is open. What are the hours, Suzanne?
We are here Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 6. And on Thursdays, we stay open until 8.
Wonderful. Steve Revlin, thank you, my friend. Thank you, and congratulations on this great venture.
Thanks, guys. Hey. Appreciate it.